Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A forecast sounding more and more like summertime all the time. Today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Some isolated, random heat of the day storms possible again. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 90. A little more humidity tomorrow. And upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday, too. Chances some isolated storms towards Sunday evening and Sunday night. A better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Monday than a hot week ahead next week with highs 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in. 6.5 minutes after 10. Dave Mallory. I noticed the other day your wife commented on Facebook and signed it Mrs. Mallory.
Yeah, I saw that too. That's hilarious, isn't it? She's a good egg.
She's a great egg.
Yeah, she's a
fantastic sense of humor.
So she's a very big, I'll let you get in your read, but she was a huge fan of Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
Like when they, when they had that whole blow up, like she was like, I want to cancel XM. Because
that's why she had it?
Yeah, that's the only reason she had it.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's a pest. That's what they called their fans, not calling her that.
I was going to say Dave.
No, but I think you should call her a pest.
No,
she's not. She's great.
Well, she knows we're better, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do they win any awards? Because this show has won awards.
I don't think they did.
I don't think they won awards. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. And look, that'll land you squarely on the air on a Friday when the rules are... There ain't nairn. We do have a... we got a host of news to go through.
Yeah, but there ain't no rules, so we don't have to get to them.
You know, we actually don't. I had something else I wanted to talk about when we got back, and now I've totally forgot my mind, right? The conversation we were having right before we went on air.
Right.
Kind of messed with my mind. Let's see here. Okay. Have we talked about the Jeopardy guy on air?
I don't think we have. The chaos agent?
Yeah.
The professional gambler?
I'm on the American Conservative, which is a great blog. And I start reading this piece, and it's phenomenal. I'm like, who the hell wrote this? This is great. And I get up there.
It's the Jeopardy guy that wrote it?
No, Bill Rice Jr.
Oh.
Who's from Troy, Alabama, and writes around here.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. He's written good stuff around here. He wrote on the Pike Road scandal a couple years ago.
That's my buddy Rush's brother.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Great guy.
And, I mean, this piece is phenomenal. I'm not going to sit here and read it, but I just want to kind of promote it. The American Conservative... meet the man who mastered Jeopardy by ignoring conventional wisdom.
He goes insane.
Yeah, no, he goes insane. But this piece details how stupid we can be if we just never think contrary. People, I've been called a contrarian. You don't think we landed on the moon? Well, sometimes I don't. You know, but I'm a John Stuart Mill guy. You know, the antidote to bad speech is more speech.
Correct.
You know? The antidote to bad speech is more speech.
Well,
so I mean, I'm not harming somebody by saying we didn't land on the moon.
No, correct. Have you ever noticed? I mean, I know you've noticed, but like there are times when Baron will say something, and I'll say, yeah, maybe,
yeah.
And then off the air we talk, and I'm always like, you know, I'm not really going at you there. I'm just saying, like, let's not just take things on face value.
Right. You got to take it with it.
Don't take anything at face value.
No, and that's the John Stuart Mill approach was essentially the guy who says the Earth is flat. His speech needs to be protected more than the guy who says the Earth is round. You know why? Because the Earth is round. And we know that. So we need to figure out why is he saying the Earth is flat.
Is it Voltaire, I hate what you say, but I'll go to the end? I may hate what you say, but I'll go to the end of the Earth to protect your right to say it.
Right. And that's the thing. Now, I differ a little bit because, you know, if you are harming somebody through your speech, you're causing them to lose a job, or and it's false, you know?
Oh, correct. Well, there's consequences.
Like our number one listener, who every day takes something I say.
Yeah.
There's a psychopath on Facebook. Honest to God. Our audience may not know this.
An actual crazy person.
There's an actual psychopath who admitted to me he had a mental illness and took medicine for it and was diagnosed with a mental illness and took medicine for it. Scared the hell out of me when he told me. There's a psychopath on Facebook who every single day takes something I say. Yesterday, I said Bill Pryor was compromised. And he took that to mean that I was saying something specific about Bill Pryor's character. And then he goes out and he twists it. Like the other day when he said, I was trashing Shannon Ferrari. Well, anyone who listened to the program, I was not trashing her. I said, I didn't think she could win. You know, what he doesn't realize is I have gone to the bat for Shannon Ferrari trying to get her a job. Yeah. I like her. I genuinely like her. I once tried to get her hired here. I'll just say it here at Blue Water. I genuinely like her. We talk by text. We communicate well. But I don't think she can win. And had she called me ahead of time, I'd have told her that.
That's what's known as like a cold-eyed assessment of politics. It has nothing to do with her or her character.
No, nothing. Nothing whatsoever. And so that's why I sort of rehash some of the things I say over and over. But Bill Rice Jr. wrote a phenomenal piece on the man who mastered Jeopardy by ignoring conventional wisdom, basically being a contrarian, doing the game differently than anyone had ever done the game before. Lots of people had gone looking for the daily doubles early, you know, here and there. Most people start at the top and work their way down as the questions get progressively harder. This guy's strategy is to start at the left side of the board, hit the thousands, and go all the way to the right.
Yep.
Then go to the 800s and go all the way to the right, and pick up the daily doubles when you have some money.
And go all in.
And go all in. go all in. And he, the top 12 prize total days in the history of Jeopardy are all held by this guy.
Yeah. All his.
James Holzhauer.
Yeah, it's nuts.
James Holzhauer. This show has been on for 55 years. He's the first person to do this strategy. He's won 22 consecutive games by an astounding average of $65,000 per win. Every single person had played the game incorrectly.
Right. Even, who's the other most famous champion guy?
Ken Jennings.
Yeah.
Ken Jennings was the other guy. But Ken Jennings played the game wrong.
Yeah. Everyone did, except for this guy. He broke Jeopardy.
In 22 episodes, he's earned $1.69 million, averaging $192,000 per hour that he's on Jeopardy.
Baron, is that higher than your hourly rate?
It's just under what I charge per hour.
Mine too.
My hourly rate's
$193,000. Oh!
Yours is $195,000?
Flat 200.
Flat 200.
Yeah.
Wow.
Flat 200.
We've gotten to 200,000 an hour?
Yeah, you know.
Well.
Divided by, you know, zero.
But think about all the things that are conventional wisdom that everybody just accepts. Everybody just accepts. And Bill Rice lists some in particular. To protect our freedoms and save lives, America must invade, occupy, or attack nation after nation. Countries which pose great threats to our country and our freedom. That's the conventional wisdom. Man-made climate change is the greatest threat to our planet and its inhabitants, and can and must be reversed at any and all costs. That's conventional wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump will never be elected president of the United States. That was conventional
wisdom. It was.
Russia hacked an election.
Yeah.
And there's only one way to play Jeopardy.
Donald Trump will never be elected president. It was such conventional wisdom that two congresspeople from Alabama came out and denounced him.
Yeah.
Said he should step aside.
As did the Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
And the Republican Majority Leader. And they held a meeting that was taped and then later leaked where they were making fun of him. Yeah. Martha Roby was in that meeting.
You mean Foxhole Ryan? What's the, what was his name?
Foxhole Paul?
Yeah, Foxhole Paul. Not a guy you want a foxhole, huh? That may be my favorite Trump take.
He's phenomenal.
I read that in that book and immediately highlighted it and texted it to you. I was like, this is why. That's actually why he's president.
That's exactly why he's president. It's exactly
100% why.
But if you have a chance, read this piece, The American Conservative, Meet the Man Who Mastered Jeopardy by Ignoring Conventional Wisdom, written by Bill Rice Jr., formerly of Pike Road, now of Troy, Alabama. Absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal piece. And it's good to see Alabamians up in lights. Good to see Alabamians up in lights. And don't get on to Dabe or Barron or Randall or Terry Adams or anybody else who appears on this program or on this station because we have conventional, we don't subscribe to conventional wisdom all the time.
That's why we're here. That's why they listen.
Right. That's why you listen. We challenge what you guys take for granted and reinforce what should be reinforced. And sometimes you agree with it. You know the number one thing I get? It happened the other night. I was at Midtown. Met three people. They were sitting at the bar. Somebody came up, and Donovan, the general manager, came up and said, hey, I want to introduce you to these people. They're listeners. Saw you sitting over there. Stop. Talk to them. And they all said the same thing. Now, we don't agree with everything you say.
Right. You're not supposed to.
You know what? Don't.
You know what's funny? I have a friend.
My mom agrees with everything I say.
I have a friend who is a longtime lobbyist in the state, and I think he's still with us, but not. He's retired, and he told me there was one member that voted with his association every single time, and he said, you know, he was a reliable vote.
Yeah,
best vote I ever had. I don't think that's right.
Yeah,
I would just have to be in like, this is our position, and he'd be like, okay, I'm yes or no. Like, what are you, yes or no?
Right,
and he would do it, and he said, you know what? Like, he still should have thought for himself a little bit more.
Some of them don't want to.
So this guy's self-interest was that guy not thinking for himself, and he still thought, kind of a dullard. Maybe he should have, like, thought for himself a little bit.
Maybe occasionally he should have disagreed.
Just been like, you know, man, maybe not. Maybe that harms my district, you know, whatever.
16 minutes after 10 o'clock, four calls on hold. We'll get to every single one of them after the break if you have a little patience. If you do not, I understand. My life will go on. Yours will as well. We do not judge the success of a program based on how many people get on the air and get through the...
we don't? That's not... Oh, wait. Are there things like ratings?
Yes, ratings are a far higher gauge.
That's how you judge things? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
It's true. And I'll show anybody who asks. We have very, very high rating. We'll be back. 272-9228. 17 minutes after 10 o'clock. Swing the spinning stack. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh,
online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Hey, what are we going to do for that special graduate? We're going to go to Marguerite's. We're going to have them make her something that she's going to treasure and remember forever and who it came from. She's accomplished wonderful things, and she's from our family. So we're going to let her know it means something special. We're going to make her that special, special graduation gift from Marguerite's. Come into Marguerite's. They make it. They really make it. They're in Peppertree, starting in all prices. We'll make it very affordable. Congratulations, you're a graduate.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
Hey guys, this is Baron Coleman from my friends over at Yellowhammer Cafe. Yellowhammer Cafe is Montgomery's premier and authentic Southern meat and three. Yellowhammer Cafe opens at 6 a.m. for breakfast, so you want to come in for things like sausage, eggs, omelets, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. You can get those starting at 6 a.m. at Yellowhammer Cafe. As they move into the lunch hour, your meat and three changes daily. Some days you got Cajun shrimp and grits, fried chicken, baked chicken, pot roast, meatloaf, pulled pork, even oxtails and some dishes you just can't get anywhere else. Go by Yellowhammer Cafe. They're on Bell Street, 1961 Bell Street, right across from the Bell Street Gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. So get on Maxwell Boulevard, take it to Bell Street. When it becomes Bell Street, look to your left. That's where Yellowhammer Cafe is. You're going to absolutely love this place from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The lunch is incredible. The meat and three, it changes daily. It's got private meeting rooms. The breakfast, the atmosphere, it's laid back. It's easygoing. You're going to love, love Kim and her crew over there. Get by Yellowhammer Cafe on Bell Street as soon as you get a chance.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender. All right, guys, welcome back in. 22 minutes after 10 o'clock. Why'd I have that down so low?
Wow.
Did I get a producer credit for turning it up?
Level was all wrong.
Yes. Oh, thanks, Dave. 22 minutes after 10 o'clock. Guys, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, the last day I'm going to be able to say this because this is the last day members of the Alabama Association of Realtors can switch their health plans. The open enrollment period ends today. You must get in touch with 356-1502, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, or the Alabama Association of Realtors, and you must do it today. The deadline is today, May 17. If you miss today, you will not get in on this. Saving money, $600-$800 on your health plan monthly. They got open enrollment for major medical plans, dental plans. They have three different medical plans, two different dental plans, a vision plan, and they have guaranteed issue plans like life insurance with long-term care rider, critical illness and accident plans, and more. Get in touch with the Alabama Association of Realtors. Get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. 356-1502. If you are a member of the Alabama Association of Realtors, call them today.
Today.
Today. That's what Dave Ramsey say.
Today.
356-1502. Today. 23 minutes after 10 o'clock, we got some phone calls to get to, as promised. Joel?
Hey, I was listening to the news, and they said Grumpy Cat died. He brought in between $100 million. I can say the same thing about you, Baron. You make between $1 and $100 million a year. They didn't say $1 million and between $1 million and $100 million. They said between $1 and $100 million.
Let me tell you, I bring in between $1 and $100 million every hour.
It's true. Me too.
Amen. But y'all have a great day.
Good call, Joel.
Thanks.
I did not know Grumpy Cat died. Silent.
Poor Grumpy Cat.
Who's this? Hello? Okay, who's this? Red Top.
Red Top, you know, thanks to my color seminar training, I can get straight to the point. Here's a great threat to the world. I'm looking at Jeopardy this morning, and by the way, I saw the first show that their whole tower did this trick, and it was unbelievable. But here's the threat. This is almost to national security. Alexa is starting to ask questions.
What? Like what questions?
Alexa, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do. Amazon. Yeah.
Alexa.
The Amazon.
That's their new sponsor. And the Alexa's been giving the Final Jeopardy.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. And let me tell you, I'll make a prediction. What you want to bet Alexa's going to take over Alex Trebek's job sooner or later? Amazon.
You know what?
Sponsor Alexa. They are testing it right now.
That's not a bad deal. He's been there for, what, 30-something years?
Oh, I've watched him from the day he started Jeopardy.
You ever see the Dennis Leary bit about him?
No.
About like how, like, you know, you think you're so smart, don't you, Alec? You got the answers right in front of you. Oh, you're so smug. Oh, I got the answer wrong. How do you know it? You have the cue card. It's pretty cool.
So that's kind of creepy. I'm not real hip on that, but I did find it very interesting. This just started. I do believe it was last week with the teachers tournament. Maybe this week.
They'll have to do something like Price is Right did. Bring in, like, you know, like somebody
like
out,
a Drew Carey
out of left field or something.
There's really going to be no replacing Alex Trebek.
No, there's not. But
he's been there too long. They almost damaged their brand by having him there.
The show will go on.
Oh yeah, but you know, Mark Coltower is that damn smart. There's no doubt. No, yes, he's got the gambling thing down. But even now, as Trebek said. You know, he even was surprised.
I bet you between $1 and $100,000 right now, Ken Jennings gets the job.
That's actually not a bad guess. Not a bad guess.
Thank you, gentlemen. Y'all have a good weekend.
Because he's doing some commentary and stuff like that. That's a good, and he's sharp looking guy. He's smooth.
He's smart enough. He's got the cred. But he's not really doing anything.
Right. Well, I mean, what's the guy doing? Give him $2 million a year to let him host Jeopardy, or whatever. That's the danger when you have somebody like Alex Trebek be there that long.
Yes.
He becomes the brand. It's one of the excuses the church uses to move priests around. They don't want to become a cult of personality. You know, you go to some churches and they're got, like, Frazier was synonymous with John Ed Matheson.
Correct, John Ed.
And they had trouble replacing him because of it. They had several people come and go.
Yeah. Same with First United with Carl.
Yeah, that's true. Carl Stiegel.
Mm-hmm. And Lawson was there for 10 years.
272-9228, Senator Dick Brubaker. Former Senator Dick Brubaker.
That's what I was going to call. Two things about the legislature right now. I know y'all talk about other stuff, and Jeopardy is far more interesting.
Well, Friday, everything's
ain't
on
there rules?
Well, first of all,
there is something going on with this bill that Dell's got to change the governance of schools. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for getting rid of the elected school board. Oh, there's a reason only six states have one. They don't work. They're terrible. But when you've got no even public hearings, all of those stakeholders, and everybody's acting like nobody cares, and this isn't happening, and this is no big deal, and nobody even asks for a public hearing, and then the Senate passes it unanimously.
I was shocked at that.
I mean, it is the strangest thing, the second strangest thing I've ever seen happen in the legislature. And I would love y'all's analysis of that, because I don't get it.
I don't get it either. The only thing I can think of is there are promises attached to this.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of like all the money on the gas tax going to roads and bridges, except for the money we're going to give Arthur Orr for Decatur to get his vote to put those things on the waterway up there.
And and all the money's really going to dredge Mobile Bay. But either way.
Because I looked into this dredging thing again. You don't just dredge it.
No.
It's a lifetime commitment.
I mean, I told you that Georgia had spent like almost a trillion.
A trillion? No, that's more money than Georgia's ever had.
It's like over. Yeah, but it's all from the feds.
Yeah.
They'd spent like $2 billion, and they needed to raise like another billion in the next 3 years.
Yeah, because they got to keep doing it.
Deepwater port, right? Because the way water works, right? Yeah. It moves stuff around.
Well, not only that, there's a reason it's at the level it's at.
But
that's naturally where it should be.
I've got to figure. Yeah, I mean, so one of the things that you know is promised in there is that they're going to split they're going to do away with the superintendent, right? And they're going to make it head of elementary and head of secondary. So that's like one of the things that's in the bill. They're gonna create, you know, a whole other position where, you know, somebody's in charge of this part of it.
It's bureaucracy. Can I raise something weird?
You can do whatever you want. It's your show.
Well, we're talking.
There's no rules on Friday.
And Senator Brubaker may not.
Did he hang up?
No, he's still there. May not want to weigh in on this. But is it weird to you that the state of Alabama, as Republican and conservative, I mean, being lambasted nationwide for the last several days over this abortion bill, viewed as sort of a backwards, twisted wasteland? Our last two school superintendents were gay, and nobody said anything about it.
Nothing.
Isn't that a little weird?
I mean,
I told you he didn't want to weigh in on it. He's not going to say it was weird.
I think he might have muted us or something.
Senator, did you mute us?
People can say lots about it. And people did say lots about it. At the time,
I didn't hear anybody say anything about it. We hinted about it on air.
They didn't say anything about it in the press.
Well, I mean, they're not going to.
I mean, why do you think Bice quit when he did?
Well, I don't know. Why did he quit when he did?
I think he was tired of all the innuendo.
What innuendo? He lived with a man.
Scores were about to come out, so it was dead last in the country. I didn't think he wanted to hang around with that.
He had just gotten a $52,000 raise pushed through the year before. I figured he'd have stayed around.
Oh, that's true. I mean, the rumors were all over the place.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think the average...
It may not even be true, but I mean, people did not talk about it publicly.
Do you think the average Republican voter knew that our current and former state superintendent of education are gay?
No.
Well, I don't know that now, but you're right. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. But I mean, I'm just pointing out that people don't have a damn clue what's going on in education in Alabama. Everybody has an opinion, but nobody has a clue.
You know, whether or not the superintendent's gay or not goes under the category of none of my business. I am mad at him for foobarring the Montgomery intervention.
Right.
Just get rid of him for that. I'll be happy to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
About how he's got absolutely no gut, no nerve, and won't come in and help us with this charter school proposal and make some attempt to save the school system that's just...
You know who they
schools are dying and so is the damn town.
You know who they should...
nobody seems to want to talk about.
You know they should make the superintendent...
Who?
Our current caller.
You know, that would be... But they're not going to have a superintendent under the new one.
What, what's
here's
that?
The, here's the other
did
thing
you, did you say that you wouldn't take it?
Not under the current system of governance. I'm not going to work for that board.
But if they pass this bill and it's appointed and the governor says, you know, Dick, this would be a good job for you.
Oh yeah, absolutely, I'd take it under a different system of governance where you could actually affect
change
without having to.
You'd go in there and have some guts and like make things happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's the other reason I wanted to call.
Right.
this lottery thing. I never thought I'd say this. I'm glad I didn't run for re-election. If this current lottery bill passes, and I hear it's not, and that's good. I mean, the Port Creeks have apparently already got their Class 3 application in.
Mm-hmm.
If they actually pass the lottery, it's going to give Port Creek tax-free Class 3 gaming. And the state's only going to clear $160 million out of it. Even the bill we had last time that we voted down was twice that much money for the state.
Why not enter into a compact?
This is unbelievable. And the amounts of money that unopposed Republican candidates, well, essentially unopposed, people in very safe seats, took from the Port Creek Indians in this last election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, we've got to do something.
Why not enter into a compact with the Indians so that at least the state profits from their venture?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if they put us in the situation they're about to, I never thought I'd hear myself say the words, I'm in favor of a compact, but if we're going to be this stupid, that's about the only option we have left, which of course will give them a lot more than just Class 3 electronic slots. I mean, they'll want the whole ball of wax to change for giving the state a penance. But when they're going around, if you look at the campaign filings, they're Republicans.
Right.
They gave Republicans, some of them who weren't even in competitive races, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000.
Right.
From districts where the people they were replacing had been very opposed to gambling, and mm-hmm. and they just went in there and bought the thing.
Yeah.
You want to know what it cost to buy the state senate? It looks like it's about $340,000.
Yeah.
The house has cost about half a million.
It sounds like sound business principles to me. They have offered time and time and time again to do business with the state of Alabama and give them a generous portion of the money on an annual basis. And time again, the state of Alabama has said no thank you. And so I don't pay more taxes than I'm owed, than I owe. I don't pay people money
I don't owe them. I'm not saying that the Indians ought to pay taxes that they don't owe, but I am saying that if we're going to allow them to have Class 3 gaming, the legislature should pass a bill that, A, is not just a simple paper lottery, because that's too much competition for the lottery dollars these days. You've got to do the whole thing or leave it alone. And if you're not going to leave it alone, you need to negotiate the compact before you pass the bill, not after you're hooked.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, this whole thing is being done in the most insane manner imaginable.
Yeah. I mean,
they'd be in a lot stronger negotiating position now than they will after they pass the bill that will give them max $160 million.
It's true.
So I don't get any of this, but... Anyway, that's my pet peeve out for a walk for the day. But I hope Dell passes the bill. It's the best chance we've had to make some improvements in a long time, regardless of the sexuality of the superintendent.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I obviously don't care. Thanks for your call. I do not care.
Right. But it's
I'm just saying, does the average Alabamian know who runs government in this state?
I think the
answer is no.
I think when they pass the bill, they should make Dick Brubaker the superintendent.
But are they going to have a superintendent?
Well, it's going to be like a hybrid thing.
Yeah. Riley Manning Painting, 799-1284. 799-1284. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. I sneaked in a mention of Riley yesterday.
Yeah.
The spot for the...
New
Look Decorating?
New Look, yeah.
And he heard it.
Yeah.
He texted me. He said, thank you, buddy.
Well,
he listened, but who listens?
Yes, everybody.
Everybody. That's why everybody knows Riley Manning is the gold standard for painting contractors here in the state of Alabama. He is fantastic, amigos. Fantastic. 50-plus years in the business, trained professional painters, and, of course, that beautiful, beautiful Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job's complete, only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. Dave, tomorrow you will see a Riley Manning paint job.
Yeah? Where?
Club Quattro. You'll see one. He'll point out.
I mean, I like Riley, but I'm bringing my wife, so, like, I hope, you know, maybe we could cut a deal, buddy. Because she's going to be like, this looks good. We should just to our house.
Exactly. Call Riley, 799-1284. Check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. Finger on my booty. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
Tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town. broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, 3 generations, and the 4th generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ, Troy, Garrett, and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox Business Network. Americans are feeling more upbeat about the economy this month. The University of Michigan's reading on consumer sentiment is at the highest level since 2004. The reading jumped to 102.4. Economists were predicting a reading under 100. Luckin Coffee is a public company effective today. It's being called the Starbucks of China. Chief Financial Officer Reinout Schakel says they currently have more than 2,300 locations in China.
I think what we're doing is we're trying to disrupt the industry by using technology, differentiated approach on locations, and really sort of try and bring that per cup cost down. I think we've been very successful in bringing that down.
The White House is delaying a decision on auto tariffs on imported cars and parts by up to 6 months. Automakers are opposing the tariffs, saying they would raise prices and threaten thousands of U.S. jobs. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A forecast sounding more and more like summertime all the time. Today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Some isolated, random heat-of-the-day storms possible again. Tonight's low 66. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 90. A little more humidity tomorrow. And upper 80s to around 90 on Sunday, too. Chances some isolated storms towards Sunday evening and Sunday night. A better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Monday than a hot week ahead next week with highs 90 or above. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views, 43 minutes after 10 o'clock. I was around with you. Got to start locking the door downstairs.
Got some rabble rousers.
Got randos walking into the studio. I'll tell you about them in a second, because right now I got to tell you about where I ate twice the other day. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the same day. I ate there at lunch and went back for dinner. I'm not ashamed to admit it happens frequently.
After we did this spot yesterday, I went to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and got the special.
This special is dynamite this week.
Is it not great?
It's got big, juicy Gulf shrimp in it.
Giant.
They're huge.
They're sea shrimp, too.
They're C's. They're cooked like C's, not O's.
Yeah.
O stands for overcooked.
Yeah.
C stands for cooked. Guys, Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the special this week is just bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers. Lemon sauce, shrimp, sautéed spinach. It's got a little garlic and some other seasonings in there.
Pro tip.
Huh.
Add some of those pepper flakes.
Yeah. Well, it's got a little bite to it anyway.
It does, but you can spice it up just a little bit more.
I add pepper flakes on everything in there. I kind of like spice.
Joey's like moaning over here.
It's really good. You can get it with a salad for lunch for $9. You can't because you work all through lunch. But
you know, if we were nice, we'd bring him one.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that Randy Savage showed up, brother.
Go by there. They got award-winning pizzas. They got all your pasta favorites. They've got the greatest eggplant parmesan I've ever had in my entire life.
The sandwiches are off the chain.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. Get by there.
The amount of meat that they put on the sandwiches.
It's pretty good.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of meat. Meat people. They're big into meat.
They love meat.
And a lot of meat.
I love meat.
I mean, you too.
You know. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Joey Clark has stopped by.
Oh, hi.
Joey.
How you doing?
I have to. I can't help it.
Yeah, he has to. He's legally obligated.
When do I get a hotkey?
Dr. 84 has stopped by.
I mean, I don't even have an intro, and I'm co-hosting, so, like, it's going to be a while for
you
to
hotkey. Yeah, we'll get you. Hold on. I'll get you a hotkey.
I am gay.
Doesn't get much gayer than this.
How many hotkeys you want, man?
File under be careful what you wish for.
That's a very accurate hotkey at this moment, though. We got a guy to my right wearing jorts. We got a guy to my left wearing short shorts. And he's wearing a wrestling shirt. I'm wearing a wrestling shirt.
Yeah,
you've got your lumberjack, you know.
No, I have my uniform on.
Oh,
I have my uniform. Blue jeans, boots, and a button-down shirt with blue.
Now, lumberjack's red.
Yeah.
I mean, always red?
Yeah,
you got to be like brown.
A red and black lumberjack with the hat to match.
I could have swore you were going to go start chopping wood after the show.
No, I don't chop wood.
Not chopping wood, southern wood. Come on, get it right, Joey.
That's a different show.
You should. Oh, my bad. I forget.
This is my uniform.
I like it.
I mean, look, summer starts. My kids, so the reason
this is Dave's third consecutive day wearing a bandana, and I will point out they're all three different.
But it's actually like fifth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's my new thing. Oh. It's like, that's how I dress.
What started this? It's like a low-budget ascot.
Narcos Mexico.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like my favorite character on there always wears one, and I was like, you know what? That's a good look. I'm just going to start rocking it.
5 days ago, you started rocking it.
No, like 2 weeks, but like I just started doing it here.
Okay. I don't hate it. I thought you were going for like the ascot look, but you didn't want to have to go buy a bunch of ascots?
No, it's like I'm like, it's hot, and I'm sweaty, and so like it soaks up the sweat, but also like it looks cool. This is a great, this is an American flag one. I have a Grateful Dead one. I have a red one.
It's dynamite. It's
nice. Yeah, like it's a good, right?
You need the arm sleeve, though.
I know.
And the bandana.
Did I ever tell you I worked with a guy who non-ironically wore ascots?
That's not possible.
No. It's quite possible. It's absolutely true. He did it like that. Like that way.
Yeah. My boy, so we at the Derby party.
That's great radio. Everybody saw that.
at the Derby,
they know what an ascot looks like.
At the Derby party last week, my buddy Kevin showed up rocking an ascot, and I was like, that's a power move.
Yeah. What a Derby party, you can do that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But if you're not in the royal family or at the Kentucky Derby, not the place for an ascot.
So you wouldn't show up in court wearing an ascot?
No,
because you got to wear a tie. You got to have your collar button.
It has to be.
Do you have to not have buttons on your collar?
No.
Allow those?
They do allow those, and I purposely wear those.
It's by design.
What if you're just a humble country lawyer?
That's why you wear the buttons. That's why you wear the buttons. You don't want the jury. You know, it's... It's like the guy who drives the Mercedes and wears the Rolex but parks around the corner, takes the Rolex off, and messes up his hair. Yeah. I saw one time, and someone will send it to me because it made the rounds a few years ago. There was in Alabama a motion to make the lawyer wear shoes without holes in the soles. Because this like hotshot rich lawyer would show up and he'd wear shoes with his holes in the soles and he'd purposefully put his foot up while he was talking to the judge so the jury could see the holes in the soles of his shoes. And the other party knew he was going to do it, so they filed a motion to make him wear shoes without holes in the soles. And in the motion they were like, we know he's rich, we know he can afford it, we know this is a shtick, it's a gimmick, he does it.
Baron, it is so funny you say that. My Uncle Goat, he went to bankruptcy court one time. The furniture people we talked about the other day.
Your Uncle Goat?
Uncle was a goat? Yeah.
Junior, Beanie, and Goat.
Big into goats.
I mean, I got an Uncle Hawk, so I mean, I get it.
He loves goats.
But Uncle Goat,
a big goat guy.
And Mama told me the story. I didn't witness it or see it. He went to bankruptcy court, and he purposefully took his shoes and took a grinder and ground holes in the bottom of them. And as they were, you know, going through everything, he would kick his feet out where you could see the holes in the bottom of his shoes. And he's like, I'm just dead broke, man.
I got nothing.
I ain't got nothing. Dude, that's
pay no attention
money.
To the Bruno Mollies.
He had so much money buried in the backyard. I was like, that's pretty daggone smart.
Wait, so his nickname was Goat or Mule?
Goat.
Oh, Goat. Okay. Yeah.
Got it because he
no,
was
no, that was my other uncle was Uncle Mule.
Shows off to a rousing finish.
Well, you know.
I'm only here for 20.
I'm glad it's Friday. I do have, let's see here, back-to-back stories on what's going on with China. I noticed Dow Watch has been taken off the television. Does that mean the stocks are doing okay?
Apparently.
Dow Jones Industrial Average up 10, which is...
Whatever. Better than down 500.
Yeah, trade optimism fizzles as China says no more plans for talk, which prompted this headline to follow it. Huawei bonds tumble most on record. Huawei is the Chinese phone company.
Oh.
It's called Huawei?
Yeah. That's how I've heard it.
I call it Huawei. It's Huawei.
Huawei?
Yeah.
It starts with an H.
It's Huawei.
I've called it Highway because it's my way or the highway.
Well, foreigners talk funny.
Huh?
Foreigners talk funny.
Joey, you can't say that on the air. Can I dump that?
I think we can, though.
You can say foreigners talk funny?
Yeah. As long as it's ironic, you know. Like an ascot.
He didn't say you want chopstick or fork.
You can... Ow. You've been here all day.
Stop.
You've been here 4 hours. You go now.
Montgomery is now losing its investors. Right.
Losing. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though.
I'm not even going.
You know something I do like? It has nothing to do with Chinese tech firm Huawei or Huawei. It has everything in the world to do with Korean food. I like the Korean food around here.
It is good.
They bring you out all these little side dishes. So you don't just show up for the food. You get, like, pickled cabbage pineapples.
I'm going to go with it's a solid, like, B to B minus.
It's sweet, though. It's actually...
No, I mean, I've lived in Korea. I love Korean food. It's just not like... They just... You know where I go? I go to the... There's like a Korean grocery over by the bowling alley over there.
Yeah.
I go in there and get... Bibimbap or kimbap is it's basically like Korean sushi with hot dogs in it. It's like, so I like just to eat it all the time. So that's what I like. But wait a minute.
You have just piqued my interest.
Wait a minute. They might
sushi with hot dogs in it?
I'll take you there. It's good.
Wait, they have hot dogs in the sushi?
No, it's instead of like the meat, they'll like cut up either a chunk of spam or a chunk of a hot dog instead of fish.
Oh, wow. Spam in sushi?
Yeah.
And where is this?
I thought you were going to say
the restaurant there next to the bowling alley.
I haven't found any of them that I really, really like.
You know the one I like? I think it's on Woodman. It's really close to here. You go kind of across the street, and there's a little shopping center, and there's two Korean restaurants next door. Whatever. That's the interstate.
Yeah.
Now that's Woodmere is over there.
Anyway. It's that way, isn't it?
I know what you're talking about.
I'm in an attic. There's no windows. I have no landmarks in here. Is there a compass? Do I have a compass? But anyway, yeah, I like to go there, and you order food, there's nothing written in English. You just point to the pictures that look similar to something you might eat. Point to the picture, and they start bringing out this, like, buffet of side items.
Mm-hmm.
And then they serve your food in a boiling clay pot.
Mm-hmm.
with rice and gravy and all the meats you pointed to that you wanted. And it's good.
I like the place. It's good. There's a. It's in the.
Are you ready to eat it? Ooh,
really? The place that's in the. It's in the thing by the Sonic that we're gonna buy and make into a Korean taco joint.
Yes.
It's in that, and it's the sushi place, but they also have Korean barbecue, to where they bring you out the meat and you cook it, and it has all the same stuff.
Mm. That, oh wait a minute. Does that place have the spam and hot dog sushi too?
Probably, but I mean I go to like the grocery store because you know I'm. It's like, you know. It's like one time I brought my dad some Nancy Patterson's pimento cheese.
Yeah.
And he was like, has too much stuff in it. I like gas station sandwiches with pimento cheese on them. I like that gas station hot dog sushi, yo.
This segment brought to you by Korean free food. Advertising.
Well, we can't even
figure out what we're talking about.
We can't even point to where they are, so you know, it's not like they know.
You know a guy who's an underwater chicken farmer in Hope Hole, Alabama? Bill. He said, damn, that was funny. Clay's hotkey.
I am gay.
Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless design. Designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. Don't forget about Alabama Home Mortgage as you're planning your family's finances, because they can save you some money. If you look there and the month runs out on you every year, or there's too much month, every single month you wake up on like May 29th and you're out of money, And then you wake up on June 26th and you're out of money. And you wake up on July 29th and you're out of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up on August 17th and you're out of money.
May 13th, May 14th, 15th, 16th.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage. She can help you refinance your mortgage, free up a few $100 to a few $1,000s even every month. And it's a game-changing experience, a truly game-changing experience. I just refinanced with her, a few months ago. I only paid one house payment this year, or two maybe this year, because you get to skip house payments, and now my house payment is substantially lower than it was. We were able to pay off some debt. That frees up that monthly income every month. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing what Kim Williams can do. 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. ALAHomeMortgage.com, incidentally, if you want to check her out on the internet.
They got the internet on computers now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
ALAHomeMortgage.com. Her NMLS number, by the way, 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Did you see what they had in the vending machine?
No. Oh, wow. Cheddar jalapeno.
Cheddar jalapeno Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos and Takis?
A.K.A. lunch. A.K.A. lunch. Anyway, go back to the Huawei thing I was talking about. Their bonds are down. The trade war is winning, my friends. The trade war is working. China is absolutely sucking wind.
China.
The yuan has dropped, I think, 12 straight days. Everything's working wonderful. Donald Trump is the smartest guy to ever be president of the United States. He's fast approaching Teddy Roosevelt as the greatest president we've ever had.
Who's coming to the table, B?
Everybody. They're all coming. They're all wanting. How do we figure out how to do business with the United States of America? How do we bend over and get some treatment for the United States of America? It's unbelievable. Guys, it's been a fun day. Joe, are you taking off?
I'll be hanging around.
It's not over yet. We have another hour, Baron.
Got a great hour coming up.
With three R's.
What do you mean?
I wasn't invited, but leaving? I'll still be in the studio.
Somebody's leaving.
We'll be back. 272922.
You can sit in my lap. You okay? You okay?